to kill Goliath. There was an anointing on him to kill Goliath. Yeah, the slingshot, the stones, all of that was important. But if he wasn't anointed, he couldn't have stood there against Goliath, because he was like this. And, you know, even Goliath made a joke out of it. He said, "This has got to be a joke. Am I a dog that you send something so ruddy?" And he didn't even have on an armor. Saul was like, "Please put on my armor." David put it on. He said, "I got to take this off because it hadn't been proven." But what did he have, class, when he went up against Goliath? The anointing. Don't y'all forget that. Because don't too many people bring that out when they teach about David. But it's so important to know he had the anointing.
He knew of God's perfect love, and that perfect love cast fear out of him when fear had gripped the heart of the rest of the army.
That's true. And he had the anointing. The anointing covers everything, the love, the everything. The anointing in church, that's what we have got. I don't want to go there right now until I go back into the New Testament to teach that. But David had the anointing. He was anointed to do what he did, David. Mm-hmm. He was anointed. Don't too many people bring that out, do they? Mm-hmm. They don't. They just bring out the slingshot, the pebbles, the stones he had. And where he went to the river and got him 5 smooth stones. Well, now, the reason I believe he went there and got them stoned, because when the children of Israel passed through the Red Sea, through Joshua, they passed through the Red Sea and they went on dry land, they were instructed to leave some stones in there, 12 stones, and take 12 stones and put it out. And when your children ask you about these stones, tell them, God brought us across on dry ground. And so David said, I remember that. He went and got him 5 out of here. I'm going to get me 5 out of here. And remember what he did for them. He brought them on dry, set the water roll back. Mm-hmm. That was a big miracle. Even the sinner folks was talking about that. Mm-hmm. Even the unsaved folks. And that put fear in them. They said, "Oh God, they're coming this way." That God that rolled back the Red Sea and let them went through. Those people are coming our way, and we might as well give up. So he had the anointing on him when he did that. When he stood up before Goliath. Now let me get over here. Because I got 3 minutes. I got 3 minutes to do this. Glenda, do y'all believe I can do it in 3 minutes? Let's go to the New Testament. This is talking about your anointing. You know, some people say, "I don't know if I'm anointed or not. You know, I can't feel the anointing." But I want you to know, if you are a believer, the Word of God said you have the anointing. If you are a believer, you have the anointing to do whatever ministry God called you to do. People, God, I'm anointed to do this.
Yeah.
Amen.
You hear me? God anointed me. Not your man, but God. And you have to know what in all of us, if you're not in the fivefold ministry, you're in the ministry of reconciliation.
Amen. That's right.
Reconciling man back to God. Mm-hmm. And you are anointed. Mm-hmm. You said, "No, Sister Mary, I can't." Mm-hmm.
We can do all things through Christ.
That's good. But we're going to see what the scripture says.
Yeah.
See, we got to know how to activate that anointing. How to release it. You got it down in you. Mm-hmm. But it comes with the releasing and knowing how to act. activate it and release it. Mm-hmm. And I don't have time to teach y'all on that today, but I want you to know it's there. It's in you.
Yeah.
You're anointed to do prayer. Mm-hmm. And you tell yourself that. Mm-hmm. Just learn how to release it and activate it. Mm-hmm. It's there, but it got to be activated and released. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me go to 1 John 2:20. 1 John 2:20 says, but you have, I'm reading this out the Amplifier. Mm-hmm. It says, but you have an unction from the Holy One. Mm-hmm. But unction means anointing. Yeah. Okay. But you have been anointed, and you have been given an unction from the Holy One. And you know the truth, or you know all things. Okay, the 27th. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. Uh-huh. It abides, the anointing abides in you. Uh-huh. Now, the two or three things I told you need to do, you need to learn how to release it. You need to know how to activate it. You need to know how to get it to flowing. It's in you.
Yeah.
I don't care if you just anointed. You could be just anointed to sweep the floor. You could be anointed. I mean, God anoints the believer to do the ministry. Mm-hmm. And the Bible tells us how God anointed Jesus, a Nazareth. Now, if he had to be anointed, don't you know you got to be anointed too?
Yeah.
For his ministry. And y'all are called for some great things. And you may look like, these things I do are not so great. But if God told you to do them, he put them in the great category. You look at the 11th chapter of Hebrew. Some of the things wasn't so great and some of them was. Mm-hmm. But they got in there from doing what God had called them to do. God didn't call all of us to do the same thing. He called us to do different things.
Yeah.
But do whatever he called you to do. Do it with knowing that I got an anointing to do it with.
Yeah.
And Jesus acknowledged it. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me. He was anointed preacher. He was anointed healer. And he said the same thing that you see me do, y'all gonna do them. But you got to be what? Anointed.
Yeah.
And you are if you're a believer, but it abides in you. But get the anointing out and let it flow. Release it. Release the anointing. Now I'm gonna sit down. Oh, one more. I wanna read. Let me read this one more. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 1:21. 2 Corinthians 1:21. 2 Corinthians 1:21. I'm gonna read it and then I'm gonna sit down because I want to teach next. Now he which established us with you in Christ and have anointed us is God. Mm-hmm. God has anointed us. He's not getting ready to anoint you.
Yeah.
But you already anointed. Mm-hmm. Release it. Use it. Mm-hmm. And you release it by faith. I'm not going to get in here and teach this part.
Okay, I was wondering.
Because I'm going to go on. I'm going to have to just kind of cut it off and give it to, I'm way over my time. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to cut it off and give it to Apostle. And Apostle, but no, you got, Glenda, you got an anointing in you, girl.
I know.
Sister Deborah, you anointed to do prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You're anointed to write poems.
That's
Thank
you. You anointed singer. Okay, sit down here. You're well. Okay, Apostle.
Well, let's start with it. And
Adriana
had a question.
Yeah, I just kind of like, when I think about your anointed, like, say a particular hypothetical question. Say a person who is a Christian is scared of a spider. So is
that what now?
They're scared of a spider, like a spider, you know, a little insect. And are they anointed to kill the spider? Or what do they
If you're scared of a spider, just get something. You need to deal with fear.
Okay, but you have to kill it. Like you have to like learn how to kill it.
We have a fire going.
Luton said, "Just throw it outside." But sweetheart, the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear. We do have things that we fear.
And we have a fire going. All the animals, everything.
Like, but she was just like, you stand there, like what you, like, if the person is froze when they see that spider, like they need to kill it, like to
get over. Well, they need to get help with fear. They're frozen. It's not the anointing that they need, it's the fear. They need to get rid of the fear of spider. A little bitty spider. And tall, big person. Oh, I'm afraid of that spider. He like, I mean, a spout is like, what? You're afraid of me? I'm afraid of you.
So they just need to pray and ask God to help them with that fear.
Yeah, they need to get rid of that fear. It's not the anointing, it's the fear.
Yeah. Okay.
You have authority over all the power of the enemy. Snakes, scorpions, all of it. You just have to receive what the word said and take it. The Lord put something on my heart this week. And I was listening to Isaiah, which I, one of the books that God always gives me. And I was listening to the latter half. Isaiah's a long book.
I listen
to it most of the day. And but this time I was listening to Isaiah 58.
Okay.
And I heard something.
All right.
I was activated. I heard something. This go to Luke chapter 18 first. Try to do this real quick. This is the rich young ruler. Verse 18, Luke 18, 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God." He was dealing with his perception. Because people are not good. We got to be saved. Verse 20, "Thou knowest the commandments." Do not kill, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, "All these things have I kept from my youth up." Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that you have, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" His riches had a hold on him. And I was listening, go to Isaiah chapter 58 now. I was listening to, I heard, this is what I heard. I heard a standard that the Lord taught. And to do it justice, I started the first one. This is Isaiah speaking. He said, "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure. Ye exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as you do this day. Make your voice to make your voice to be heard on high. Is this such a fast that I have chosen a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Mm-hmm. Is not this the fast that I have chosen?
Jesus.
Now watch this. To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and mm-hmm. to let the oppressed go free, mm. that ye break every yoke. Now watch verse 7. This is what reminded me of this young ruler. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? This is the way of life that the fasting should bring forth. This is the heart of God, verse 7. Mm-hmm. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Now watch what happens. If the rich young ruler had done what Jesus said, he said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy real reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, with putting forth the finger, and speaking vanity, put that away. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. Mm-hmm. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, that thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. This is what Ray was talking about. We have unlimited resources. And as we live to serve each other, we activate the unlimited resources that are already there. The rich young ruler was, he had already kept many of God's commandments.
Uh-huh.
He got his money the right way because Jesus told him to give it away. Mm-hmm. If he had stolen it, Jesus may not have told him to do it. He went to a certain point. He was fruitful and he multiplied.
Yeah.
But now it's time. If he would have released it, what he would have learned is how unlimited he really was.
Okay.
You don't have to.
Got a question I want to ask you. Why was he trying to get him to release his money? And then Zacchaeus, he didn't get him to release his money. Zacchaeus did it on his own.
Thank
he
you,
said,
man.
If I stole it, and
thank
then
you.
He was a tax collector.
That's the point.
And tax collector at that time, they will rob you.
Mm-hmm.
He so
repented,
he said,
but he had stolen loot.
Huh?
He had stolen loot. He said, I'll give back sevenfold whatever I took.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But why was he trying to get the rich young ruler mm-hmm. to give?
Because verse 7. If he had a heart for the people, and he had done the first two commandments. He was fruitful and he multiplied.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord, when the Lord taught me about the cycle of life.
Let me tell you right quick, because we don't have much time. The thing that God was trying to bring out with the rich young ruler, that his riches had him.
Right. Yeah.
Not. You know, that's what God tells us.
He said he lacked one thing.
Huh?
He lacked one thing. That's what
uh-huh.
he lacked.
Uh-huh.
He did, and many people who have gotten rich, when the Lord told me about the cycle of life, he said most people, they're fruitful and they multiply, but they don't give. They don't fully supply others. They don't help. They see needs and turn their head.
Exactly correct.
And see, when that happens, you can't know what's next. It's impossible to know what will happen if you continue to follow God and do many people don't do seven. If they did, they'll find out. You know, verse 8 said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy rear reward. He got your back.
That's true.
And people, they don't have this knowledge because they won't trust God.
That's why Cornelius was chosen in Acts chapter 10.
Yeah.
That's why he was chosen.
Yeah.
A Gentile. But he did everything according to that scripture right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But his heart was in his finances. The word of God said, where your treasure is, that's where your heart. Mm-hmm. So, to follow Jesus, you got to have a heart to do it.
And that's what it's
And about. If your money got your heart,
you can't go.
You're going to be a divided. There. You ain't gonna be able to follow him wholy. Because he wanted to follow the Lord. He wanted to know what must I do to inherit eternal life. Well, you don't really inherit eternal life.
This is not for his salvation. This is his ways were corrupt. He didn't steal from anybody. He didn't hurt anybody. He got rich, but he never learned what would happen if you trust God. When people don't trust God, he couldn't. It was impossible for him because he was very sorrowful when Jesus told him what to do. If he would have done it, he would have experienced verses 8 through 12. Yeah, and you know, in my life, when I almost got in that fight, and I wanted to stand, I wanted to do what I wanted to love the guy, but all my strength was gone. And I had come to a point I was going to fight. And at my weakest moment, the Lord said, everlasting love. He said, love a man whether he does you good or evil. Mm-hmm. That word, just that spoken word, charged me. And I had the strength. I saw what to do. I said, man, you know what? I'm going to go buy some drink. We're going to talk about it. I had the strength to do that. But I didn't stop it. I said, Lord, you did something today. You spoke a word and it revived me. Mm-hmm. See, we have unlimited resources. The resources Ray was talking about, when you act on his word, you're using his strength, which is beyond yours. If the rich young ruler would have trusted Jesus on this, he may have started out reluctant. But he would have found out that every time he give money away, money would have kept coming to him. The Lord would have been his real reward. He would have supplied it. He may not have been able to finish giving out all of his goods before the reaping started. And people have abused sowing and reaping. Ministries, they get people to give $1,000, Why not just do what God put on your heart? I wouldn't want people to give to me if they didn't want to. If their heart wasn't in it, I'd rather for them not to. But if they believe in what I'm doing, fine. And then God will bless you for it. But I'm not gonna go and try to tell you your refrigerator gonna break down. Your car gonna tear up if you don't give to this man.
They do. They say that.
That's not right. That's not the heart of God. That's just, Jesus wouldn't do that. He said, if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. But, you know, people in the world are surviving and they don't give. If somebody gave, I would want them to do it because it's in the heart. Same thing with God. He wanted them to have his heart and share his heart. Then he could help back them up. All right.
Fulfill
that
scripture.
That's
what you call a fulfillment of scripture right there.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
And many people don't know they do the same thing rich young ruler did. They don't if God tell you to do something, you pause. When you first heard it, you knew it was right. You had the peace. That's the first gift of an assignment. When he give the assignment and you it kind of charges you, but if you look within, if you look at yourself and say, well, I can't do that, the enemy going to come right there and try to steal that word from you. But if you protect the word that God gave you, the revelation that he gave you, and act on it, you're going to find out that God's trustworthy. A lot of people don't know that God's personally trustworthy.
Uh-huh.
You will know If you follow on to, if you obey him, you're going to find out that he's trustworthy.
Amen.
But if you hold back, you can't learn. You'll hear other people talk about it, but it won't be real to you. But if you act on it, you'll experience the last Amen. Part of 58. It's good.
Experience, that's a good word, your experience.
Remember in Jeremiah, the scripture that says, if you can break his covenant with the day and the night, you can stop the sun from rising and setting. He said, then I can break my covenant with you.
I like that word, covenant. Mm-hmm. He didn't understand covenant.
Yeah.
He learned.
That's true.
Pride, too. Pride,
yeah, he
you,
got
you
stalled.
Stepping out in anything.
He did good to that point. And a lot of people, if he had gone on, he probably would have been an apostle. Because Jesus said, come and follow me.
Yeah, because the disciples didn't have a problem with it. They just didn't.
They dropped everything.
They
learned what was next.
Yeah.
And then they turned the world upside down. He didn't. Because mm-hmm. he walked away. He stopped right there. All right. This is activating the anointing.
Oh, come on.
That's good.
This is how you do it.
Oh.
All right. People are anointed, but you're activated by obedience. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you honored our prayer this morning. Thank you for every word spoken. I thank you for every teacher, every comment. I thank you for the poem, everything that you've done this morning. I thank you for it.
Thank you.
Help us to go forward in you doing all this in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't y'all forget our trip that we planned.
Have you ever been to
LaGrange, Georgia?
No.
It's a biblical
museum. I didn't know that was right
there. But we build the, we're just going to do it for it. We're not going to spend the night. And they said it was only about almost 3 hours.
Over there.
Right over. My sister here has opened up her van to the devil. She has Good to see you too. I missed you, girl.